Alright folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home because who here hasn't felt like a roller coaster of emotions lately? Life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like our feelings are in the driver's seat taking us on a wild ride. But guess what? We don't have to be passengers on this emotional journey. We can actually learn to manage those feelings, steer the ship, and arrive at our destination feeling calm, collected, and empowered. Sound good? Let's dive in. First things first. Emotions are not bad. They're part of being human, like, totally baked into our DNA. But when they start hijacking our thoughts and actions, that's when things get tricky. So how do we avoid becoming slaves to our feelings? Here's the deal. Real wisdom lies in understanding that emotions are just, well, they're just feelings. They're not facts. Ever notice how you feel one way about something on Monday and then totally different by Friday? Our brains are amazing, complex things, but sometimes they need a little nudge to see things clearly. Number 1. Recognize your emotions. This might seem obvious, but seriously, take a moment to actually name what you're feeling. Are you angry? Sad? Anxious? Get specific. Frustrated vs. enraged, for example. The more precise you are, the better equipped you are to deal with it. Second, don't judge your emotions. Listen, we all have moments where we feel things that might not be socially acceptable or seem logical. But here's the truth. There's no shame in feeling those things. Be kind to yourself and remember, acceptance is the first step towards managing them effectively. Third, separate facts from feelings. This one is crucial. Let's say you had a terrible day at work. Your boss was harsh, your project got delayed, and you spilled coffee on your new shirt. Talk about a mood killer. But ask yourself this. Are those events facts, or are they just triggering feelings? The facts are that the presentation didn't go as planned, the project is behind schedule, and your shirt needs a wash. But don't let those facts fuel negative emotions that spiral out of control. Next up, challenge your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes create these crazy narratives around situations? This will ruin everything, or I am a complete failure. Whoa there. Take a step back and ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our thinking gets distorted by fear and anxiety. And finally, practice mindfulness. This is your superpower, folks. Take a few minutes each day to focus on the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the feel of your feet on the ground. Mindfulness helps calm the mental chatter and create space for clarity and rational thinking. Let me tell you about this time when I was prepping for a big presentation. My mind went into overdrive. I imagined myself stumbling over words, forgetting key points, and looking like a complete fool in front of everyone. It felt overwhelming. But then, I took a deep breath, stepped outside, and focused on the sounds around me, birds chirping, leaves rustling. That little break helped me center myself and realize that most likely things wouldn't be as catastrophic as my mind was making them out to be. Remember, managing your emotions is like training a muscle. It takes time, effort, and practice. But with each mindful moment, with each challenging thought, you build resilience and become more in control of your emotional well-being. So today's key takeaways are simple yet powerful. Recognize your emotions, don't judge them, separate facts from feelings, challenge your thoughts, and practice mindfulness. It's not about eliminating emotions, it's about learning to navigate them with grace and wisdom. Now go out there and rock those feelings. Share this episode with someone who could use a little emotional boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was on social media. Until next time, stay mindful, stay resilient, and keep training that mental muscle.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.